Today is Wednesday. It's our Dr. Leah Day. It's our health tip day. And we're delighted to have you, Dr. Leah. Good morning. What's our tip today?
Good morning. Well, this week it's on thyroid. Have you been on thyroid medicine?
Yes.
And do you continue to feel good on it, or are you having problems still?
Well, I wasn't feeling well on it, as you know.
But I have to tell you, Dr. Leah, I never felt bad, and then I was told I needed to be on it.
Felt any different, either.
No, I don't feel any different being on it or off of it. It was about the same. So,
which makes you wonder if you're on the right dose.
Yes.
And did they ever look at your thyroid antibodies?
I don't know, but I actually printed your email because, boy, I'll tell you something, that's important. So we'll let you tell what we need to look for on thyroid, because as we get older, us baby boomers, we really do need to be looking at our thyroid now.
We have to look at everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, and hormones change it. As we go through perimenopause and menopause and then into postmenopause, it's like your hormones change your thyroid production a lot.
Right.
And a lot of people will have hypothyroid. They'll be put on medicine, and maybe they'll initially feel better, but then they'll start to have those same symptoms again that they had when they were first diagnosed. And then the labs will be drawn. Their labs will look normal, mm-hmm. quote, normal.
Right.
And they'll think, why do I still have thyroid symptoms? You know, so what's going on? Well, a lot of doctors aren't checking antibodies. There's antibodies, one's called TPO and one's called TG. And these two antibodies are autoimmune markers for Hashimoto's or Graves' disease. Hashimoto's causes hypothyroid. What it does, it's an antibody that attacks the thyroid gland itself and stops it from producing thyroid hormone.
But Dr. Leah, what does it mean, hypothyroid? What does that mean?
Hypo.
What does it mean?
Well, hypo or low thyroid is you can be tired, depressed, have hair loss, constipation, your skin's dry, you're colder than usual. Some people, actually, their reflexes can be slower, and there's a lot of symptoms with hypothyroid. The most common ones are the ones I mentioned with fatigue and depression even. Hyperthyroid, or too high of thyroid, is not as common, and it causes anxiety, insomnia, heart palpitations, diarrhea. It's usually much more of a dramatic symptom picture, because people that are having massive anxiety and heart palpitations usually deal with it a lot faster than they do with the hypo or low thyroid symptoms. So hyper is definitely not as common. But probably one of the biggest causes of thyroid issues are Hashimoto's. Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It's very, very common.
And what is that? What are the symptoms to that?
Well, it's the same. It's hypothyroid.
So the only way you get it is to go in to have you do the blood work.
Right.
And
you check the antibodies. See, it's an autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. Like arthritis is an autoimmune disease.
Right.
So Hashimoto's, though, causes hypo or low thyroid symptoms, but these antibodies go up and they go down, and they go up and they go down. So sometimes you feel good and sometimes you're low, and sometimes you feel good and sometimes you're low. And it's meaning thyroid.
Got it.
So there's times where your labs will look normal, maybe sometimes they'll be off, but you have to treat the immune system when you have a thyroid problem like this. And that's what's not being done, and that I see it so commonly, and you have to approach it a totally different way.
Well, I also know that a lot of times you'll go to your physician who's not necessarily a naturopathic doctor, and they will say your thyroid is fine. It's
right.
The number is, because the number varies on what's a problem.
The levels
not a problem.
Are different.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think really paying attention to the symptoms that you were just talking
right.
about is important, because if your doctor says, oh, you're fine, but you have all these symptoms,
then
don't listen to them.
Yeah, something deeper
right.
is going on.
Right.
Have them check those antibodies. Also, get your adrenals checked, because they affect the thyroid as well. So there's several different layers to this, and I see it so much that I just had to bring it up again, because it's such a big deal.
No, we're really happy
about
this.
I'm glad you did, because you do need the constant reminder. We do forget.
That's the problem, too, with thyroid, is memory.
Well, I know. I know.
Did you hear that? Uh-oh.
I know. Uh-oh. But I have to say, and Pam will be my witness, I've been on Chef by Request diet, and my mind is clearer, right?
It is clearer.
You see? So it's not just my thyroid. It's what I'm putting in.
Good. Good. I'm glad you're doing that.
Well, I want to let everyone know they can go to chatwithwomen.com, and this tip, this information will be on Leah's page, Dr. Leah's page. And I think it's important because you do say the test that they need to have taken, and you give out that information on your tip, and it'll be online. It's really important information, Dr. Leah. Thank you so much for letting us know.
Yeah, thank you.
So what's your information, Dr.
Leah? I'm in Bellevue, and I'm at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is on chatwithwomen.com.
Super. So we want to recommend that there's over 2 years of information on our website that Dr. Leah has given this kind of information and really has changed a lot of the way we do things.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
How much vitamin D are we on because
Absolutely.
Of Dr. Leah? 5,000 milligrams.
She's the one that brought it out to the universe.
I know. It's very important.
Dr. Leah, nobody would know about
That's
it.
That's right.
So,
it's all up. You know. It's all you, Dr. Leah, all you. So thank you for joining us and thank you for your information. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dr. Leah.